This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, at your service and on your side. The DJB Show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Off. Yet, her presence is felt. We always miss Jen Jen, and we miss you. If you're gone and you come back, we know it. I'm like Santa Claus. I know when you've been when good or bad.
Bad or good.
So be good, okay. For goodness sake. All right, Victoria, lead us off with something that will get us thinking or talking, perhaps about the season, the spirit of the year, the good stuff in the offing, let's hope.
Yeah, well, there is I think this is a good feel good story. There is a Desmond Tutu has been given or was awarded an International Peace Prize to the Parkland students who have become very vocal with gun reform and doing the March for Our Lives and things like that. And so in the ceremony, it was celebrated in Cape Town, South Africa, and he presented the prize to David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez, Jacqueline Corin, and Matt Deitch, and those are four of the survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that took place last February, even though that, to me, feels like it was so long ago, but it hasn't even been a year, where 17 students were killed there during that shooting. And so the kids have really rallied together. They've done protests in Washington. They've called for stricter gun laws. They've done all kinds of lobbying. They've had more than 800 planned events across the country that these kids have been in charge of organizing. It's really kind of remarkable how much they've done. And so he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1984 for his work to end apartheid in South Africa, and he called these kids and the March for Our Lives organizations the most significant movement led by young people. The prize was founded by Kids Rights, which is an organization that works to guarantee the rights of children, and Desmond Tutu has been the patron for more than a decade of that organization, and so affecting just the United States. Other countries are really paying attention to young kids and young people standing up for themselves and standing up for the right to be safe in their schools.
I'm glad you did that story because I would have put a different twist on it. It is good that they're getting recognition. They have, excuse me, for the most part, done a lot of good for the cause, awareness, that sort of thing.
They got a lot of people to register to vote, too. A lot of kids. It's like a cool thing now to vote.
Yeah, and to vote.
I think that's great.
It is a good thing. Yeah. It's a fabulous thing. Desmond Tutu, however, is not one of my faves. I remember interviewing him, I've told the story I've told it a few times with you, Victoria, going to South Africa and being the first person to interview Nelson Mandela when he became the president. I was there. I was invited to come by the new government. I did the program from there. I interviewed him on his right after he was inaugurated as the president. And then I had some time with Desmond Tutu, who is, in my estimation, one of the biggest frauds to come, like the exact opposite of Nelson Mandela. It couldn't be more different in the way he presents himself, the way he's so impressed with his status or stature or whatever it is. It was all about him, and I've not found anything that changed my mind. In this circumstance, he kind of reminds me of the mayor of Framingham. Everything's about her. It's all about me, me, me. And I just posted something on my Facebook page. Maybe I should send it over to my personal Facebook page. Send it over to the DJB Facebook page as well. About understanding the difference between developing yourself as a unique and praiseworthy individual, doing good things, And you know what got me to thinking about it was what Snoop Dogg said. If you haven't, he got a Hollywood star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he made his speech in a way, it was sort of tongue-in-cheekish, but
yeah,
then
he was
in a way,
funny,
it wasn't. But if you read or hear what he says, Victoria, it really is what we all ought to be striving for, and that's to be the healthiest person we can be. Mm-hmm. And that's understanding. That's part of what I've sort of been. You can hear it in my conversation the last few weeks, developing a sense of self that's healthy and strong. It's great to defer to others. It's great to put others first or to help people. But it also has, it's easier to do and smarter, actually, if you understand the real reason for doing some of these things. And I haven't always understood what the reason was. And so when I talk about people like Desmond Tutu, who come across as being, and he is a global figure. Pretty much everybody knows who the guy is. I don't think it's an age thing either. Victoria knows who he is. Carrie, you know who he is, right? Desmond Tutu, you've heard of him.
Yeah, and I think that, sorry for my voice. I think that name is just so iconic to her. It's an interesting name, and so people, even if they don't know exactly what he's done, everyone has heard that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Anyway, this is not, I don't want to deflect onto the story of the kids getting the award because it's kind of cool, but I always have strong feelings when his name comes up. I kind of recoil a little bit. Here's an interesting name, or actually a couple names in the news as we continue here. Bruce Defick and his wife Nancy own the Ocean City Resort Casino in Atlantic City. How far is that from you in your new place, Victoria? How far is Atlantic City from where you are?
Atlantic City is about hour and a half, 2 hours south of us.
Okay. So we remember from the movie Ocean's 8 with Sandra Bullock, remember Anne Hathaway was in the movie, Cate Blanchett. This may have inspired a real burglary at this casino. The presidential suite, 44th floor, where the owner and his wife stay, they were hit for $1 million in jewelry items. There are two casinos. This guy owns a couple of casinos in Las Vegas, too. Bought the former Revel Casino. Which cost $2 billion to make. He paid $200 million for it after it went into the tank. It reopened as the Ocean Resort Casino in June, entertained Mark Wahlberg, Heidi Klum, some other people have gone there. Klum. Detectives interviewing the hotel staff who had access to the suite. State troopers scouring the rooms for DNA evidence. No video of the thieves. This guy reportedly told police he didn't think anybody other than the hotel's cleaning staff has been in the room. So, where did they leave the jewelry? Is this a fakey, maybe phony baloney? Let's collect the insurance. But for a guy who has that kind of
dough, you would think you'd want to lock it up in a safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is sort of a local news story for us, and it does seem to be a big mystery. And mm-hmm. the fact that there's no camera footage, and I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. This could, I don't know. Is this a grab for an insurance claim, or is it a legitimate burglary, and someone was just really good at doing it?
If you have that kind of cash, you have that kind of money or assets. To trip around for $1 million is like us filing a claim for $400. You know, that kind of stuff. Also, next person in the news, Michael Avenatti, one of the faves. This guy is in the same category as Desmond Tutu, as far as I'm concerned, in the $3 bill department. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office declining to file felony domestic violence charges against Avenatti, choosing instead to refer the case to the Los Angeles city attorney. So this is political. Instead of the county doing it, the city's going to do it.
Well, no, it's because they didn't have enough evidence for felony charges. So now it's the misdemeanor stuff is handled on a local level.
So what does that mean could happen?
It means he might be innocent and that he didn't hit that woman that he was dating.
Yeah.
So that's he has claimed that he has not, that he didn't hit her, and he's never hit a woman, and so that's his claim, and so we'll see where it goes. Now, if he does get charged with anything, it will be misdemeanor charges of domestic assault or whatever they call it, but it's not enough for felony charges. So It's, next I name. Guess he's proven himself a little bit innocent in that sense.
Another gold bricker. John Allen Chu. Another name in the news. American missionary. Killed on a remote island off the coast of India by a tribe that he was trying to convert. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's a weird story.
So, here's a guy who obviously is deeply into whatever his religion is. I wasn't even clear what he was trying to convert them to. He's not a Mormon, I don't think.
I don't know specifically what sect he is. It's just everything I've seen has just labeled him as a Christian evangelist.
Yeah.
So,
but the locals don't allow, in this area, they don't allow people to come in, missionaries for whatever. They're a closed society, and the law protects them. The law does not allow people from outside to come into this tribe, the area where the tribe is. So he went in there, and he got killed by them. And that's the end. They don't have guns. They have arrows, bows and arrows. Anyway, it's what do you think or say about something like it? It just carry that stuff too far. I know I sound kind of intolerant about this stuff sometimes, and I admit to it. But I think I've kind of got a clue that this is when religion goes too far, in my opinion, humble as it may be. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/1/18. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Music for Christmas will be expanding on this as we get closer to Christmas, but as it is post-Thanksgiving, we can dig around this a little bit more. We have music focus every hour for 4, 5, 6 minutes. And so we're going through the top 100 tunes for the holiday, according to Billboard magazine. And we started at number 100. We're down to the countdown. Number 76 is a version of O Come All Ye Faithful by Pentatonix. Nice.
It's incredible that they have no instruments. It's just their voices.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, they become very identifiable or connected to Christmas music, I think, appropriately so. 25 after the hour here on the DJB show, Victoria, Kara, and I now moving to the Temptations and a seasoned version of it, Silent Night. I didn't tell you it was Temptations.
Never. I've never heard this. Yep.
Yeah. I've heard it a few times, but not a lot.
Is this the original lineup of the Temptations?
Yes.
Or is this a newer one?
No. This is from the 70s. This may have been late 60s, this album. Came out. Kara may be able to check it and see, but I'm thinking back in the late 60s. All right, so there we go. Now, here's another version of the same song, number 74 on the list, by Michael Bublé this time.
Holy night.
By the way, he's the single most popular individual on the list as far as total number of Christmas songs on the Hot 100.
All is bright from child, only infant so tender.
You like it?
Yeah.
Sleep in heaven.
He's not anonymous when it comes to being identified. Well, that's probably a good thing. All right, so that's number 74. Here's one of my favorite versions of this song. Been around for 40-some years. Johnny Mathis and Sleigh Ride, number 73.
Sleigh Ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Like it.
Yep, love it.
Yep, yep, yeah. It's grand. Just holding your hand. We're
that's the kind of song you in your car and you're listening to it and you turn it way up, drive everybody else in the car nuts. It's okay. Alright, you want to try one more here, Kara? Bing Crosby. This is a fabulous tune and the first really famous song, I think, in the top 100. Number 72 is Do You Hear What I Hear by Der Bingo.
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea.
So quintessentially.
With a voice as big.
28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has closed the road between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, as groups of Central American migrants have been converging there in their quest to gain asylum in the United States. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, independent Senator Angus King of Maine says the role of U.S. troops there is murky.
Posse comitatus, no use of federal troops for law enforcement. It gets gray when you get to the border. Now, if indeed there was an invasion, which there isn't, clearly we can defend ourselves. That's one of the reasons you have a military. But using troops in a border situation with asylum seekers is, I think, not appropriate.
More than 5,000 migrants have been camped in and around a sports complex in Tijuana after making their way through Mexico in caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Again, I hope you like what's going on here. This is one of the, this weekend, one of those no man land kind of like, it's a nebulous time. There's a number that I wanted to pass along. Most of you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I do a weekly program that's aired on a lot of stations around the country on the weekend, thankfully, American Family Farmer. And you can follow it also as a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. What I want you to know about this time of year, what's going on the farm. Farmers, this past week, got 11 cents from every dollar you spent on your Thanksgiving dinner. You know, thinking about Thanksgiving and all we have to be thankful for, the number one thing we should be thankful for are the people who are raising the food that we eat. And family farmers are a dying breed.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers of people who have 100 or 200 acres of land, they grow produce or they raise cattle, milk cows. Consumer holiday food costs are being pressured because of the retail competition and being able to get stuff from other countries, that sort of thing. So the prices to the farmers are dropping precipitously. This is the worst farm economic downturn since 1929. And we just don't see it. We don't feel it. We don't talk about it. The average farmer across the year, of every food dollar that's spent by consumers on a 12-month basis, the farmer gets 14 cents. But it's worse at Thanksgiving. It's 11 cents for every dollar you spend. And the farmer bears the brunt of 85% of the cost of actually bringing the product to you. The rest of it is all shipping. It's all packaging. It's all advertising. And it's all markup for the middleman in the market, the food market, whatever, wherever you go to buy your food. This is disgusting. If you think about it, the dinner rolls. I'm going to give you a couple of specifics. You want a couple of specifics?
Dinner rolls. It's important for people to realize, you know, I think breaking stuff down like that is important.
Okay. So the average dinner roll, the contents of it, the farmer got 4 cents on a dinner roll. All right?
Wow.
The
flour, right? So when you think, but when you really think about it, like, it's not just, farmers don't make dinner rolls. So so they grew the wheat and that gets turned into the flour. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's wheat farmers there. That's terrible.
Okay. So the average cost, remember we were talking about this, Kara, last week, I think the average cost of a gallon of milk in the country is $4.59 at the moment this weekend. Gallon of milk, $4.59. The farmer who produces that milk from his cows got $1.40 for that gallon of milk. All right? The average farmer who grew the turkeys that you ate got 6 cents per pound, where the average retail for a pound of turkey was $1.29 around the country. 6 cents a pound. And the average sale on turkeys was $1.29 a pound. This is nuts.
But how do we fix it? We've been talking
education
about this for a while. Yeah, but education, how? You still need to buy a turkey for Thanksgiving. So how do you, how do you do that? You can find a local turkey farm, maybe, and that's better than...
They're gone, for the most part. They're being raised. Turkeys now are being raised like chickens are being raised. These huge houses where they raise 30, 40,000 animals at a time.
I mean, there are some exceptions there.
No, there's still local turkey farms. There are.
But beyond that, though, how do we address this as a nation, as consumers? You know, if the price of milk, if you're saying that the price of that farmers are only getting what did you say, $1.20 or something?
$1.40. Yeah.
Okay. So how do we fix that?
If
we don't have access to buy dairy from a local farm,
having
how
the
do we
market,
do it?
Having there be no government interference, and having the market find its own level. That is, how much does the farmer really need to make? I remember that there were people who came to me because the milk that I was, the Jersey cows that I had were set. We fed them in a way and we raised them and treated their way that their butterfat content was the highest that anybody had at the local dairy processing center. I had the highest butterfat count, and it is the Jersey cows. The brown cows give more butterfat than black cows. But they also, you know, it's all subject to what you feed them. It's like anything else. What you put in comes out. So the grasses that I would feed them, corn that I would feed them, I didn't give them grain, that kind of stuff. Much better for the animal all the way around. The grain is not good for grains.
No,
not
I've
good
heard
for,
that. Yeah,
for cows, they're not, actually not great for horses too, depending on what you give them. Anyway, the point is that if we didn't have the government and if the government hadn't allowed the business to become so concentrated, so that one company controls 80% of the fluid milk supply in the country, they push the prices down by just saying, we're not buying milk from this pool or that pool. We're going to buy it from Canada. We're going to buy it from Mexico. We're going to buy it from China. And that's what they've done. So the farmer has to keep coming down the organizations that represent the farmers, AgriMart, some of these cooperatives, they have to keep negotiating their deals with this one company, and the price keeps going down because they only represent American farmers. They don't represent Canadian farmers, don't represent Mexican farmers, don't represent Chinese farmers. They represent the American farmer. So these other people can come in with any price that they want. And you want to sell your milk, you meet their price, or nobody buys your milk. So what we have done through these trade agreements, NAFTA, for example, one thing that Trump has done in the negotiating, doing a new deal and getting rid of NAFTA was a good deal for the farmers anyway. I don't know about other products, but I will tell you that it's a good deal, better deal for the farmers. Because now the Canadians can't ship their milk in and the Mexicans can't the way that they have been doing it. I don't know what the hell's going on with China, neither does anybody else. They were shipping in milk from China, and the biggest company in China bought all of the dairy processing, or most of them, in New Zealand. And so that milk is coming over here from New Zealand. But what it does is it gets brought to China first, and then they do whatever they do, and then they ship it here. So yeah, it's a god-awful mess brought about by trade and things that are, people say, you don't really understand the trade realities. What I understand is that farmers are getting screwed and Americans are not getting the quality of food they need, and thus that's part of the contributing factors in the obesity epidemic that's going on. Because we, you know, that stuff, people have, or they've been taught to eat cheap food. So if you can buy good food that's cheap, great. If we can't, we'll buy junk food. And damn the consequences, because apparently people are not being educated enough to know what happens when you eat some of this crap that is available at some of the fast food stores and in markets and wherever else. So you hear in my voice the passion that I have for this, because I think not only is it bad for the American family farmer, but it's bad for you. It's bad for your family. It's bad for all of us. So, all right, Doug, get off your horse and let's keep moving here. I thought it was interesting that the Toys R Us people are back around. You've seen some of the ads. You know, they went out of business, but now they're back again.
I didn't understand, and I didn't look into it, but I didn't quite get. I saw a few headlines that Toys R Us was back, but yeah. Did someone else buy them and they're just using the name? Because they were gone. They emptied all the stores.
Yes, they did. But apparently there's a hedge fund that's bought into them, and now they're placing the product under the name Toys R Us in stores like Kroger. Some of the big stores, you know, they used to be grocery stores, and now there's everything in them. So if you go into your local Kroger store, I know you can see the giraffe, and they've got a huge toy box, and it's supposed to be from, it says Toys R Us on it. And so if that's how they're trying to come back in, whether it's successful or not. But if you like, excuse me, you like that brand, then it is available some places. But a lot of the stores were taken over by, what is it, Honey Bee or something? What's the name of the, there's a bee kind of a name attached to some of the other toy stores. I've forgotten what, you know what
KB I'm saying. KB Toys?
Yeah, KB, thank you. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that still existed. Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, I think kids, I guess Toys R Us was just horribly mismanaged. I guess at
Very
the end
bad.
Of the day, that's really
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
But they left 33,000 employees jobless. I mean, this was a disaster after they filed for bankruptcy. So if they're going to bring it back in a new way, and if it's at Kroger stores or
well, that's
wherever.
What they did. They cut the employees, cut their costs, and that's. But they still have the product, so they're making deals with some of these other stores. I'm looking at Kroger stores.
Pop-up toy stores are real. Pop-up stores in general are so popular right now, and it makes so much sense. You don't have a long-term lease on the space. You have limited product and inventory. It makes nothing but sense. And so they said, I think you and I probably are on the same Washington Post article here. Apparently, there are now 600 of these pop-up Toys R Us stores for the holidays, which is great because kids want to see toys in person. That's not just something, you know, that's one of those things we've been talking a lot recently about retail. And one of the things that should not go out of business are toy stores, because kids go nuts in toy stores.
Well, there's also a lot of educational opportunities in some of the the toy store, some of the good stuff that's available to
puzzles, books, all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, at least I've sent you in that direction. If you have Kroger stores around where you are, you'll find Toys R Us products in them. I think it's not too early to say Merry Christmas from the DJV show at 48 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. It has arrived. The Rolls-Royce of SUVs is here, the new Cullinan. Named for the biggest diamond ever discovered, this is the first SUV from the company. We drove it off-road on a mountain in Wyoming without any problems. Even when it started snowing, the Cullinan handled the tundra like a champ. In the rear, the Cullinan has pop-out seating with a table so you can drink champagne from the onboard refrigerator while watching the sunset. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
More and more these days, we're using our smartphones to make purchases. It's convenient, secure, and let's face it, we might forget our wallets at home, but we always have our phones. If you've got a Samsung Galaxy phone or Gear smartwatch, Samsung Pay is a quick and easy way to check out. Paul Brannon from Samsung explains.
Samsung Pay is a simple and convenient mobile payment solution. You know, frankly, I could leave the house now without my wallet, but I think I'd be hard-pressed to leave the house without my phone. So actually, Samsung Pay will have more global presence than a traditional tap-and-go NFC solution because the penetration of NFC terminals globally isn't as high. So if you're traveling abroad and you have Samsung Pay loaded onto your device, and they have the traditional magstrip, you can actually still use Samsung Pay.
More info is at samsung.com/pay.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time for us to find out what's going on in the automotive world with our weekly visit from Nick Miles. His website is OurAutoExpert.com, OurAutoExpert.com. Nick, I guess I could wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. That's okay, right?
Yeah, works for me.
Good. I'm glad you're on board with that. So, as it is Black Weekend or whatever it is, we're into the Christmas season. How is that for car sales? Is this a good time to buy a car, or are there a lot of come-on deals? It's the end of the year. I think you were talking about that a week or so ago, in part.
Yeah. Yeah, when it is, Doug, there is math there that shows that this is the best time of year to buy a car. It does show that for two reasons, really. First of all, those 2019 shiny models are making their way to dealer lots, and that means that dealers need to make space for them, so they're willing to give you a deal on either 2018 or pretty much anything they have on their lot just to make some space so they have the most current inventory. The other reason is because the end of the year, like any other company, they want to show their bosses they did a good job throughout the year, and the end of year sales figures are nice and healthy. So in this run up to January, they want to sell as many cars as possible. So when they report their 2018 income, they want to go, "Hey, boss, look what a great job I did selling cars." You know, right. So there's those
bonus. There's the bonus. Yeah. Bonus time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You got it. So those two things, really, automakers will do anything they can to sell you a car this time of year. They'll slash the prices. They'll offer you some great financing deals. And, you know, it's hard to find zero financing anymore with interest rates going up from the Fed. And the one place that you can often find them is on the car lot.
Yep. All right. Congress coming back to Washington next week. A lot of legislative activity that affects transportation, cars, that sort of thing, tax credits, self-driving cars. What's the legislative prerogative here?
Well, it looks like there's quite a bit of movement on the $7,500 tax credit for that you get if you buy an electric car. There's a lot of pressure from the car companies to do it, to have Washington continuing it. Right now, when you have sold a certain amount of cars, that starts to decrease and becomes zero. And the biggest problem is a lot of car companies like Nissan with their Leaf and Tesla have met those amount of sales. And so now if you want to buy one of those cars, that tax credit disappears. And so these companies are now saying to the government, hey, by the way, we're not selling any cars because the guy next door who hasn't sold 250,000 cars, it's still got his tax credits, but I haven't got mine because I've sold more than 250,000 Leafs in the United States. So they're asking the government to continue it. The biggest problem is this: if, you know, we saw it in Norway. Norway took away their tax incentive, as did the Netherlands, and basically electric cars zero dropped to zero. The sales dropped to zero. Yeah. So the problem being that we have to sort of decide: do we want to pay these taxes? No. We don't. We know that already. But do we want to kill off the electric car, which seems like it could be a good idea in the future? So it's a big weighing up of whether we want to pay that money or whether we want to see them go goodbye.
One of the things that I've been considering, you know, I've been driving Range Rovers since the mid-90s, and I recently traded in and got another one. I tend to get two-year-old ones, keep them for 2 years, and then, you know, next. So I saw a Discovery Channel overview. It was a program about NASA, but in looking at the NASA satellites and what they're finding out about carbon dioxide and the ozone hole and that sort of thing, I thought to myself, all right, maybe I need to buy an electric car. And I started thinking about it. I was talking actually with some of my family at Thanksgiving about it, and the, you know, you come back to the reality, even if it's electric, it has to get its source from fossil fuels. So what are you really gaining at this moment if you buy an electric car? You may feel good about it, but are you really getting anything that actually saves or helps to save the problems we're having on the planet?
Well, ultimately, the idea is that they will, in the future, do that. And, you know, electric cars put out zero junk out of the tailpipe.
Right.
So at that point, they are better. But, again, you're absolutely right. When the measure comes, it's difficult to weigh it up whether it helps or not. Now, it will help eventually. We know it will help eventually because a lot of more of these wind farms are going in, solars are going in. We're getting rid of fossil fuels anyway. So they'll help you do that.
The new Range Rover Evoque, what an ugly car. I see you got some, I mean, they are ugly. Give us a few seconds on why to buy one as they change.
Let me tell you, you should buy one because it's a mom's one. If you don't like the way it looks, I'll email them right now and tell them they may need to redesign it before they bring it out because Doug Steffen says
it's an ugly. Nick Miles, all right.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.